For September 21st, 2017, it's the Lullabot Podcast. It's the Lullabot Podcast, episode 217. I'm Matt Cleave, senior developer at Lullabot. With me, as always, senior front-end developer, co-host of the show, Mike Herschel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So, media.
Media's been media and core.
Media and core?
Yeah.
Media's always been one of those pain-in-the-ass things that you have to assemble like 18 different modules, and it still doesn't work the way you want it to work. It's going into core?
Evidently, this is, I remember maybe from some DrupalCon from probably like back in 2010 or something, there was the slide that Dries put in his Dries note. And what did people want? They want media and core.
I remember a similar slide where Dries around the 4.6, 4.7 days, or somebody had reported there was a blog post or something about how the biggest issue in Drupal was media handling.
And we're finally getting to it.
Hey, it's easier said than done, though, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And there's been a great team working on that, and joining us today, we've got a few of those people.
Yep, first up, we got Yanez Routz, team lead and senior software engineer at MD Systems. He is slash RSM on D.0, which he's been on Drupal.org for 7 years. He's from Port Oroz, a small town on the Slovenian coast on the Adriatic Sea. Welcome, Yanez.
Hi. I'm really happy to be here.
Did I pronounce everything properly?
Yeah, more or less. I can repeat if you want.
No,
just to compare.
That's as good as it's going to get right there.
Also with us today, we have Sean Blomart, Sean B on Drupal.org. He's been there for 8 years. He's a freelance developer from the Netherlands. Hey, Sean.
Hi.
Glad you're here.
And lastly, we have a back-end developer here at Lullabot. He is from Barcelona, Spain. His username is Marcos Cano on Drupal.org. He's been there for 6 years, and you probably guessed that this is Marcos Cano. Welcome, Marcos.
Hey, happy to be here, Mike.
Yeah, it seems like I just saw you not too long ago.
That's true.
All right. So, guys, if you don't mind just kicking it off and talk a little bit about the initiative that you have been working on, the media initiative, a little bit about its history and kind of the goal. Like, what are you working towards?
It all started quite a while ago. As you said, like, there were posts and sessions where media, even in core, was mentioned. I remember that even in the early D7 days, I was working for a Slovenian publishing company at that time. We were dealing with those problems and trying to fix them. And I was back then following what people in the media ecosystem were doing, like Aaron and Dave. And and then when D8 cycle started, there was a lot of plans. Dave Reed had a few sessions where he talked about that. Even I had a core conversation back in DrupalCon Prague. And like, there were a lot of different ideas, and somehow it didn't happen. Like, we missed the Drupal 8 core train before like it was in beta stage. But then essentially at NICE Camp, I believe it was 2014 or 2015, we all came together. And we sat down into the same room and discussed plans and came with the plan that resulted in these gazillions of modules that you just mentioned earlier. This contrib ecosystem became, despite its challenges, became quite widely adopted. Then around the time of DrupalCon New Orleans, we started discussing inclusion into core. And initially we discussed plans and which parts should be in core. And then mostly after DrupalCon Dublin, we also started working on those things. And now here we are.
You mentioned that you missed the Drupal 8 train before it got into betas. You were behind the curve. But it's really nice now that we have the way that Drupal is being versioned, where we can consider this, and it's going to be an 8.4. That's super helpful to the community, I think, right?
Yes, exactly. that's great. Yeah.
Just I wanted to mention that I was one of those people who had goosebumps when we heard the word media in Drupal 7, because it was so hard. It was a little bit overkill in some cases, and I've been participating or giving some sessions lately about what we call media in Drupal 8. And one thing I tried to let people understand that it's one of the most important things they have to understand is it's different. It's not the same. So the word media was very tied to the module media, the contrib media module. But in Drupal 8, there is no media module anymore. Well, there is a prototype, but you don't need the media module to use media in Drupal 8. And so, as Janne said, most of the functionality was split in different modules, in different components that are reusable. It may be hard at the beginning to understand all the pieces, but it's much more flexible and reusable and extensible. But then there's this whole ecosystem of modules, and this is part of what we call the media effort in Drupal 8, or the media initiative, as we want to call it. And then there is another step moving forward with this, which is to move parts of this functionality that comes from this ecosystem of modules, moving it to Drupal Core. So, and this is the official media initiative for Drupal Core, okay, which is ongoing.
Is the site builder going to be required to do a bunch of configuration kind of in order to get media working? Or is it just a matter of just configuring your field formatters or configuring the widgets?
Media in Drupal 8 is supposed to be working out of the box. So when you install the module, but at the moment it isn't, but when we unhide the module, and I should explain that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right now we have an API module. The media entity is renamed to media and committed to core as stable. But because a lot of the, extra functionality like the Facebook integration and all other modules in Contrib are not yet ported to the new module in core. We have to now hide the module until the upgrade path for all modules is done. So now we have the hidden module and a lot of the usability stuff, like having sensible defaults, great formatters and view modes and all that. That's still in progress a little bit. But when we unhide the module, it's supposed to be enable it and just go.
Can you explain to me why core is going to wait on Contrib? That seems backwards.
Well, there is a dependency between all the media entity extras or all the modules that depend on media entity and are extended. And we can't ignore the fact that there are a lot of sites out there that already use media entity from Contrib. So basically, when we put the media module in core, which is just a copy of media entity with an improved API, we don't want to break all the sites. So we have to make sure that there's an upgrade path so people's sites will not break.
And also, it's also true that there could be some sites that only used a very small functionality of media entity. Media entity, we are assuming that people are familiar with the module, but for those who aren't, so it's an abstraction that can convert to Drupal entities several different types of media assets. And this can be a local image, a local file, or this can be a remote media, a remote file, a remote YouTube video, or something like that. So for each of these types of assets, there is a contrib module that implements its own provider for media entity. So it will depend, basically, the complexity of the upgrade will depend more or less on which providers or which entities or which types of assets a given site is using. If there is a very simple site that's only using image and file, which are the types of assets that are being incorporated to Drupal Core right now. So this site is, it's true that we wouldn't need to wait for the upgrade path because this site will be covered only with what Drupal Core will have. But it's very unlikely that this is a standard site. A standard site, if it's using media entity from Contrib, it's already using any number of providers. So we want to wait until all these providers are up to date with the new API before the module is shown on the UI.
Another reason why the module is hidden is the fact that it's basically an API module. If you install Drupal Core without anything else, and you enable media module that is currently in Core, you won't see anything special. It was the first step of a longer roadmap. It was a very important step, but also very big and very complex. And at the moment, as it is right now, it is basically useful just for the sites that already are using media entity or are planning to do it. And we assume that those people will know that they need to depend on it. And we didn't want to confuse others that would be like expecting that media module does something in the UI and would be disappointed when they would enable it because they saw it in the UI.
That makes sense.
But the reason why it's hidden.
So to be clear on how this is actually going to work here, on October 4th, 8.4 is going to be released, and there will be a Core media module in Core, and it will actually not be able to be seen. So if a user were to go to the extend page, the old school admin build module page, it just won't be there, right? People won't notice.
That's correct.
It. However, yes. if I go to Drupal.org or Drush or something and get something that relies on the Core media module and enable it, it's going to be there and it's going to work just fine.
It's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Mike, here's a trivia. You know this this whole like disabled module thing has been done in Core before?
No.
Oh yeah, the profile module in Drupal 7.
Mm.
Because users were fieldable and they wanted to support previous versions.
Gotcha.
Good stuff, right?
Now I know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That should be a trivia night at DrupalCon question.
Ah, all right. Well, send it in. How difficult is it going to be for Contrib module authors to upgrade from the from like the regular media entity to the Core media entity API?
I saw a remark a couple of weeks ago that somebody tried it and did two modules in like 2 hours. So it should be relatively easy. There's a change record.
Yeah.
Just that publishes all the changes to the API.
Mm-hmm.
And what steps you need to do to convert your module that's depending on media entity. So it should be relatively easy.
Was that person Dave Reed? Because that might not count.
No, that person. It was Christian okay. Fritsch. So sorry if I pronounced your last name wrong.
We do that all the time. It's completely fine.
Yeah, I feel your pain.
So if we're going to work on something as bold as media going into Drupal Core, it seems like it would be something that's incredibly challenging. So media, it's a complex problem space. There's lots of problems to solve. You need to synchronize with anybody who ever wanted to do anything media-wise in Drupal. This was definitely not easy, was it?
Contrib initiative was going on for years, and then around New Orleans, Dries, in his keynote, basically proposed to start media initiative for Core. And then we had few hangouts and discussions just about the scope and trying to find the general roadmap until Dublin. And then in Dublin, I gave a Core conversation where I basically proposed the architecture and like rough roadmap. And in Dublin, major stakeholders agreed, and then we spent 4 months to put it on paper, basically. Like one big, huge issue where we describe what the roadmap is, what the plan is, what are the pieces that we have to consider. And then we were able to have first sprint end of December last year. And this is just core. There has been much, much more things going on earlier in Contrib space. So yeah, it's huge.
So talk about the API. This is basically media entity from Contrib. Is there any differences?
Well, there's a lot of changes. There was a lot of going back and forth. Should we include this method? So yeah, a lot of people went over it. And I think the original issue went over 300 and of reviews, and some reviews were like 150 points or whatever. And there are a lot of things that people thought we could and should improve. And in the end, we did all the work, and I'm really happy with the end result. So a lot of things changed, but I think the most important thing is the storage stayed the same. So that makes it easier for us to upgrade from Contrib to core. And even though the interfaces and the API changed, we will not mess up people's data.
So do you think that might be a little bit indicative of the fact that this just turned into a huge bike shed discussion? I mean, everybody does media and everybody understands how to snap those modules together. But keeping the data, man, that was hard. Why would we change that?
What do you mean with your last question?
I don't know. I was just ranting.
Well, cut this out. there was bike shedding on some details. So, but in the end, I don't think that this was a huge bike shed. Everybody just agreed that media entity has proved itself in Contrib. It was doing perfect. Well, there was some things that the standard for core is just really high, so things could and should be improved, and I think we all agreed on that. But there are no big things where I would say that was something we had to do to get it in, but I don't support that. So, yeah, I think it went relatively well, but it was just one of the biggest patches ever, I think.
This was a 300K patch to core.
Oh, wow.
Creating a new entity type in a stable module. So it's kind of understandable that core committers and other contributors were wanting to really make sure that we were all on the same page. And so, yeah, there has been some discussion about the API and the methods and the how should the API behave and how should this new entity integrate with other entities in Drupal, but I don't consider that as complete deviation from the important discussion. I think it was, yeah, it took a long time, but I think the final result is something that most people are happy with.
So what was like the biggest challenge making the decisions, or like is there anything that you feel is left out just because of time or energy or Drupal?
We had to make choices, of course, because of time.
Yeah.
We cut some stuff out because there were some points like the metadata handling. Like how you handle the different pieces of metadata that comes with external media, for example, Facebook author or whatever. Mm-hmm. So how to handle and store that? That's just a huge and a complex issue on its own, which could easily turn into a bike shed if we did not accept that. Okay, we are putting in a basic version right now. We'll just move this to a separate issue, follow up, and just continue there. And I think a lot of things went into follow-up issues just to make sure that we could get something committed. You could say that they belong to the module, they were supposed to be part of it, but because of the time, because of the discussions, we just ripped some parts out and just went like, we should get something done at least. So if we have to park this, then it's fine.
That kind of sounds like any web development project ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So let's talk about just like volunteering and funding of the work. Was your team sponsored, or how exactly did you get the work done?
I would say that it's mostly, we're still mostly volunteers, I guess. Like, for example, in my case, when we had Sprint last December, my employer basically allowed me to go there without the need to take time off. But like, still most of the time, it's my free time. It was mostly my free time in the past years.
Yeah.
Except the first few years of Contribute development, which was sponsored by my previous employer, which was examiner.com, because we were working on a Drupal 8 project there, and they basically allowed me for almost a year to work 80% of those on those contrib things that we mentioned already. So I'm convinced that without that, contrib space wouldn't be where it is right now.
Yeah, and I said I also was fortunate enough that my previous employer was able to sponsor my trips to Berlin and to Sevilla for Dev Days to work on media. But apart from that, it's just evenings and weekends of just getting stuff done. And it helps that we are with a cool team of people that are willing to work together and help each other out. And it's it's nice to see that your work is also being appreciated. I think I also feel that. So that's why I really like doing it. And I think it's also important work. So it's really fun. But in the end, it's not really a sustainable solution. So we are now looking at or at least thinking about how can we make sure that the development for media is not entirely relying on people's free time, which there's only a limited amount of, and make sure we have a sustainable plan to keep the development going for, I don't know, I think this might take years still.
So what's the stopping point? Like, how long are you going to go?
That's hard to say. Yeah. We have a roadmap that's at least a year's worth of work. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's only the MVP. I think if we really want to make this the best media handling CMS out there, then I don't know, it could take years. There's so many things that you can think of that would really help editors handle media and just make it even better. I don't see an ending yet.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing. I think we're already doing really, really well. And the plan we're having, we're really good at prioritizing our work. So I think like in a year from now, we would be in a place where we could say this is really good for the 80% use case. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a perfectionist. There's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the difficult part with relying on volunteer work is that we can't really have a date on paper and say this will be done by this date, because people have their own activities, and it's totally fine if someone stops contributing on their free time because they have just something else to do. So I think that's the biggest challenge, to have a foreseeable roadmap that with dates, and also have very few funded work. So, yeah, I think that's something we are constantly trying to get around and see if we can improve.
Okay. So 6 months from now, when Drupal 8.5 is about to be released and we finally have the widgets and the UI for media, what is it going to look like? Is it going to look like the contrib version but without all the configuration, or is it going to be have some fancy new user interface to it?
I think it's mostly improvements.
Okay.
That we are adding. It's not necessarily a new user interface. We did run into some, well, existing core issues because the media is just basically attached to any entity as an entity reference. And there are some problems that were already there in entity reference fields that just became really visible now that you're trying to attach media to something.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't say that these are necessarily media problems. And we ran into a couple of those with the formatters or widgets and stuff like that. But it's just one of the issues, and it's not necessarily an improvement to the contrib modules, but it's just something that has to be done in core anyway, as far as you ask me.
Now, media is going to be fully multilingual, just like the rest of D8?
Yes. Yeah, we're using media entity on a distribution called Primer, which we're developing internally at MD Systems.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our projects are multilingual because we are mostly working with Swiss clients, and Switzerland is multilingual by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working pretty fine so far.
That's good. Yeah, there's a lot of good multilingual stuff in Drupal 8.
Yeah. How about usability testing? Sometimes media gets a bad rap of being just painful to use. What are we doing on that front?
The UX team was involved throughout the process of core adopting media entity, and they brought up quite a lot of issues, and we discussed how to solve them. So there have been quite a lot of attention put into this area, and this is actually, in my opinion, this is one of the big benefits of deciding to start moving things into core. Because earlier, when we were still in contrib, sometimes I felt that it's quite hard to get attention from more UX experts to provide feedback on the work that we were doing. But then automatically when you start dealing with core, it's more visible and more people are involved, and it's, I guess, more interesting to work on core problems than on contrib things.
Yeah, it's also something that we all end up having to use. So, if it's a core problem, it'll all be all of our problems. So everybody kind of has a vested interest at that point. So that makes sense. So when you're building a user interface or you're building a workflow, what are you using as inspiration? Are you looking at some great product or service or website that does a really good job?
Yeah, sure, we are. We checked other CMSs and saw how they are doing things. Then things that we're doing for core right now are inspired by solutions from D8 Contrib. And this is, like, again, one fun trivia fact that D8 Contrib thing, especially Entity Browser, was heavily inspired by the custom solution that Xaminr used on its D7 site. So, yeah, we're always learning from others and evolving.
We're talking with the folks that put the media initiative on the map. Right up ahead, we'll talk about DrupalCon Vienna. We're also going to make sure that you, a developer, knows what you should be doing when you're building your Drupal 8 site involving media, coming up right after this. What's up?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good. It's Lullabot senior developer Chris Albrecht. How are you?
I'm good. Matt Cleave.
We were just together at the Lullabot Design and Developer Retreat, weren't we?
We were. That was an amazing experience. It was so much fun out there.
Yeah, every year or so, right? All the developers and designers get together and talk about how to be nerds. And we also have to do client stuff, too. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's always great to get together with everybody and get some FaceTime.
You were actually doing extra work when you were there.
Well, sort of. I decided to use that time to work on reviving the Drupal Voices podcast.
Drupal Voices? That's been like 5 years.
It has been. It's been 5 years.
That All one, right, so let me remember. Let me remember. Okay, so Drupal Voices. We had Kent, who was a Lullabot, who ran around with a recorder at DrupalCon and talked to anybody who was cool in the Drupal community.
Yeah, exactly. He got in on the dirt for everything that was coming up in Drupal 8, what you should be paying attention to, what modules to look at. I think
it was like everything that was coming up in Drupal 7 when he was doing it.
Was it? Oh man, was it still Drupal 7 then?
Yeah.
I guess it was, wasn't it?
I think it was Drupal 6, like coming into 7. What are you doing? What's your plan?
So we're taking Drupal Voices and I'm going to rebrand it a little bit. I want to keep the same format because I love that format where it was short little clips of what's happening in the community and where you should attention should be going. And I'm going to add a little bit to that because I don't want it to be just about all of the contributors who are really up at the top of Drupal and making all the changes and all the names everybody knows. I want to add in everybody else in the community because it takes all of us to build the community. So you'll still get the short clips of what's big, what's happening, what to pay attention to, what's in the next version of Drupal. But I also want to get behind the screens and go get into the people a little bit. So the first thing we're changing, and there's not much, but we're just going to change the name. Instead of Drupal Voices, we're going to go with Behind the Screens. Because that's a little bit more to the people. And now with Drupal 8, we are not just Drupal anymore. There's a lot of other contributed libraries and pieces that fit into this community. So opens it up to open source a little bit more to people who don't necessarily work with Drupal code. The second piece that I'm going to tweak is the format just a little bit. We're still going to talk, like I said, about all the fun, cool stuff you need to pay attention to, but I'm going to start asking people a few questions about themselves a little bit more. So I want to know a little bit about your town or what you like to do when you're not writing code or designing new graphics or working on helping out your fellow coworkers. I want to know who's been an inspiration or a mentor to you in the community. And fun stuff to do if I were to maybe come and visit, or if we were to hang out in Colorado, I could show you around here. Let's talk to the people that are behind the screens. A little cheesy? I know. That's how I roll.
I don't know. That doesn't sound that cheesy. I think we needed like some kind of fancy, like the more you know music when you finish that up. That would have been good.
Yeah, I know, right?
So when are we going to see this? When's it happening?
So I'm working on them right now. I was able to grab a number of interviews with Lullabots while we were out at the retreat, like you mentioned. So I have a few that I'm getting ready to put out. I'm hoping to get the first one out this Friday. So you can find it on iTunes. You can search for either Drupal Voices or you can search for the new name Behind the Screens. It'll come up either way. If you still have it in your podcast list for 5 years, well, clean out your podcast list first, but second, they'll just start popping in on the old stream just like they were before.
Outstanding. How long do you think these are going to be?
Each episode is probably going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. I want to try and keep them still short, little bits, bites to get you going.
Hey, looking forward to it. Thanks, Chris.
All right, welcome back. We're talking media with the folks who are creating media in core. So, DrupalCon Vienna is coming up next week, and each of you are presenting. Starting with Yanez, what are you presenting on? And tell us, plug it, tell us about it.
Yeah, I will be presenting at the Publishing Summit, which is happening on Monday before DrupalCon and is organized by the Austrian Drupal community this year. And I will be talking about changes that happened with regards to media and core, like things that we are talking about today.
Marcos, I know that you're presenting. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so on Thursday afternoon, just after lunch, to fight sleepiness, we are going to see Entity Browser. It's not really part of this media in core plan or roadmap in the short term. Actually, it won't be likely part of the plan, but it's one of the tools that we have in Drupal 8 as part of the media ecosystem to create tools to make life editors' lives easier. It's one of these pieces that it's very powerful, it's very flexible, but if you don't know how to use the first time you install it, you may get a little bit lost. So the idea of the session is just to present the module and walk through the configuration of this module.
That kind of sounds like Drupal in general right there. It's very powerful, but if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get lost.
A little bit, yeah.
Sean, tell us about your session. You're presenting.
Yes, I'm presenting the core conversation with the State of the Media Initiative. I'm doing it together with Fenn Proxima and Christian Fritz, the maintainers of Lightning and Thunder distributions. And we're just talking about where we are in the initiative, where we're going, what can people do to help us. Just a basic outline of the whole initiative and our plans. So if you want to come check it out, it's, I think, Tuesday morning.
Okay.
At That's like correct. 10:45, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, come check it out if you want to learn more about the initiative.
That's super, super exciting. Who wouldn't want to learn more about the initiative?
I do. I want to learn more.
Well, you're in luck because we have the initiative owners on our podcast.
All right, so this is the chance where the podcast host gets to ask the question that has been burning him ever since he heard media was going into core. Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Mike?
I've been waiting.
This is going to be the get off my lawn moment.
Okay.
All right, so ever since I started in Drupal, there was the metaphor of Drupal is a big box of Legos. And, you know, you can build that 8,000-piece Millennium Falcon set, and or you could build the, you know, castle that you and your daughter build together. Build whatever you want, right? So you put the Legos together to make the structure and make the website you want to make. And that's the way it's kind of always been. There's been the billions of media-related modules that all kind of do their own very special thing in their own very special way. So then enter Drupal 7 and the media module monolith that I think kind of brought a large amount of complexity to user interfaces and to lots of different things. Of course, with that complexity, I'm sure came large amounts of power. But I know that every website that I've ever worked on to this point has handled media in its own special way to fit the client's workflows, to fit the specific types of media that they use. I'm kind of concerned about making a big monolithic Drupal media handling way to be. Why should I not be concerned about that? Why is this way the right way?
We should edit in some crickets.
Thanks, Mike.
I don't think that what we are doing right now in core is one big monolith.
Good.
It will be like 80% use case covered, kind of, with the basics that most of people need. But all the customizations and special needs and everything else will still be doable, and we'll still be relying on Contrib for that. What we're doing for core, we in core right now, I see more of a guideline for Contrib, how to behave and in which direction we should go together. Because in the past, you could see a lot of like completely different approaches in Contrib and also in custom projects. And I think that main reason why that was the case was that like core was doing very little when it comes to media. So there was no like guidance, not like core saying there's only one right, correct way, but no, showing we should go in this direction. Like our UIs should generally follow like this general look and feel, and architecture should generally follow architecture that core has.
Yeah, that makes some sense. I was going to say probably one of the reasons that there's so many different variations on how you set up media is because people just don't know how to do it properly, and you know they're all created equal. I'm on the bet that for a lot of these sites you're kind of talking about, you know, one really good user interface might cover a lot of their use cases. Maybe.
Yes, especially if this user interface is extensible, then like for the cases that are not covered, we can rely on Contrib to do them.
Mm-hmm. Is the media browser based on views, so you can just kind of modify the view?
The media library in core is going to be just MVP, just doing the basics and based on views. And I think that's also one of the big examples of that core is not going to be a big monolithic thing. We're just basically doing a very simple media browser for basic file handling, and we're just referring people to Entity Browser for all the extensible and crazy stuff. And the whole architecture of Media in Drupal 8 was just set up to be a whole bunch of different modules. And if you don't know what, which ones to pick, it can be hard. But if you really want to do extreme and kick-ass things, then this is the right way to go. And it also keeps core really small and simple.
So if we don't mind talking a little bit about the media browser, Marcos, one of my previous rants was that it was always pretty slow. Is there anything in Drupal 8 that makes that experience better?
I hope so. I am not sure what caused the slowness you experienced, but
it could be a lot of things. I mean, that to be fair, yeah. I mean, it, yeah.
The good thing is that, as Sean said and Yanis, there are different concepts at stake here. So what's planned for Drupal core, hopefully on 8.5 or 8.6, let's see, is a very basic media library that will come out of the box, that the non-experienced user will be able to use without knowing what's going on. So this is going to be just a simple view that will pop up when the widget or whenever the context is appropriate. And it will work just as you have your content listing on your site or something like that. So I don't see any reason for it being slow or something like that. Then the storage component or the API will be compatible with all Contrib solutions or most of the Contrib solutions that exist today. So if you want to go one step further and implement your own media library with a more advanced for more advanced use cases, then you will probably want to use Entity Browser, which is thought for being the as extensible as you would want. And yeah, I think we'll be happy, Matt. I think it's not going to be a pain as it was before, but we'll have to try.
Okay, so to have more get off my lawn moments, why are we going with media entities and why not just files? Wasn't a file entity a thing before?
I think the biggest reason is that files are, media is more than files. I mean, a media can be a reference to a YouTube video, which is not a file on your local CMS disk. So that's the limitation with files, that you never seem to get around in a very nice and good way. So that was one of the reasons why the architecture needs, yeah, a little updating.
Is there going to be any type of better support for third-party service providers, or is it going to be easier to integrate those in? And is that going to be handled within core or Contrib, or like, say, if I want to embed a YouTube video or, you know, something similar to that, how is that going to work?
Yeah, so there is the plan includes – it's hard to point URLs on the podcast, but there is a really nice URL that the main issue that outlines the roadmap of this Media in Core plan. I would encourage everyone that's really interested in knowing what's going to happen when to have a look on this issue, because there are really several steps that each mean different parts of the plan and different functionalities. So this roadmap outlines that we want to have an example of what you can do with media in core, with media entities in core, as soon as possible. So if I'm not mistaken, I don't really remember, but I don't remember wrong. So in 8.5, we will try to have an example of a media entity type that is a remote video. So out of the box, you would have, just as you have your article node type, you would have a YouTube media type that a non-experienced user would be able to just include in a node field and start referencing remote YouTube videos with this media type.
So where can somebody help? Like, if we've inspired a user, a Drupal developer out there to say, hey, man, I want this to be awesome. I want it to be great. I want Drupal 8 to really sing. What can they do now? How do they get involved?
Dan, we are looking for you.
Short-term, short-term, definitely helping porting the media provider plugins, which we partially already covered today. It's like those are quite straightforward tasks. They are not completely trivial, but you know there is a change record and there are examples of plugins that were already ported. So this is a really good place to start. I also published a blog post a few weeks ago, which was basically a call for help, and there is like more information in that blog post about this specific task. So this is short term, and then longer term, we have a lot of things. You can help on migrations. We could use some help with field widgets and field formatters. Another big task is finishing implementation of the media library. And there is probably more. So,
yeah, what's also cool is that after the core conversation in Vienna, there will be a discussion about media. I think there's a BOF scheduled for it. So, everybody's welcome to come join us there. And even if you just come to listen, it's just nice to have new faces joining us. And we will be sprinting on media in Vienna all week, or at least I will be there most of the time. And I think others will be there most of the time as well. So just come talk to us and we'll be happy to show you some issues and help you out getting started. Yeah, and if you have any questions, don't be afraid to also come talk to us on IRC in the Drupal-Media channel. And I think we're also on Slack right now, but I'm not really there most of the time, but I know some people are.
Fragmented communications. Yeah, I guess you have regular meetings in IRC, right?
Yes, we do. Every Wednesday. I'm not sure what the universal time is, but
2 p.m. UTC.
2 p.m.
Which puts that morning in the U.S., right? Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes people complain that it's really early.
Yeah.
Can't you guys just, like, kick ass later in the day for us Americans?
Yeah, well, I'm not a morning person, so I'm doing my best.
What type of help are you looking for? I mean, is it all like back-end module development or as a front-ender, if I'm looking to get involved, is there any type of like styling issues or just like, I don't know, site building issues or anything like that or testing or anything?
Testers we can always use.
Yeah.
Also UX, people who just want to come check it out. Do you understand everything? Is it not weird? And also for front end, for example, the media library is a lot of front end work that needs to be done there to make the library, communicate with the regular form. And that's also front end work. So we do not only want it to kick ass, but we want it to look pretty as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's important though for, people evaluating Drupal.
You mentioned UX people, but you know, anybody's a UX person who is a, you know, fulfills the U part of that contract. So people using it probably is important.
Yeah. You don't really need to have it in your business card or whatever. You just install the module or some of the patches and check it out and provide feedback. What do you see? Do you understand everything? It's weird. Every type of feedback is really helpful for us.
if I want to download the patch that enables all of, you know, the user interface stuff that's not going to be available within 8.4, how can I do that? Where is that located?
It's not really a single patch because each feature has its own issue, and then it will be, there will be a patch for the media library, there will be a patch for the field widget, there will be a patch for each different part of this plan. The best thing to do is to go to the issue we were just mentioning 2.8.2.5.2.1.5, and then there are chunks of issues like, oh, this must happen before this milestone, and then these other issues must be completed before this other milestone. And then you'll see there is a milestone which is required before the module is shown through the UI. So if you really want to test out these improvements before they are committed, then you should try and check these issues. There are 12 of them right now, and test and provide feedback.
Actually, I just had an idea. After Sprint in Berlin, when we had a gazillion of patches, and if you wanted to actually test anything, we had to apply at least 5 of them. Mm-hmm. We had a sandbox project where they were all applied. It was basically fork of core with a bunch of patches applied on top of it. Mm-hmm. And that is now pretty outdated because, you know, a lot of patches changed. Some of them landed into core. But we could, I guess, do a composer project or something like that that would do essentially the same thing, like a Drupal composer project with a bunch of patches.
I love that.
Like, if somebody wants to help, this could be like a low barrier task for somebody that wants to get involved.
Yeah, but I bet that would make contributing a lot easier, especially, you know, going into the sprint with Vienna. You don't want to, you know, spend 3 hours just getting someone up to, you know, someone's local setup.
So here's the question, the hot question of the day, for somebody who's working on Drupal 8 currently, and they know they're building a media rich project. They don't want to be left behind. What can they do to make sure that they're building it the right way today?
Yeah. So the first thing is don't use file entity, use media entity in Contrib. We discussed this, and a file entity is still existing and it will be maintained for a while, I think. But for new sites, just go with media entity, and there will be an upgrade path from media entity to the core media module. For everything else that's depending on the media entity module, like media entity Facebook or media entity Twitter or whatever, there will also be an upgrade path for those modules as well. We will do the upgrade paths in the order of how many downloads there are of a module. So if you use less popular modules, you might have to wait a little longer than if you use only the top used ones. But also modules like Entity Browser, I think Video Embed Field also has a patch already. So, there's a lot of work being done for upgrade paths of Contrib. But as long as you base it on media entity, you will probably be fine. And the last thing is you should be a little careful with writing custom code against the media entity Contrib API, because the API changed and we can't port that for you. So that's something to keep in mind, that if you do that, if you write custom code against the media entity API in Contrib, then you will probably have to look up the change record and port your custom solution yourself.
Mm-hmm. We'll have that change record within the show notes.
So here's a question that we've done on the podcast a few times before. Here's the thing. We have access to a Drupal genie who we can rub the lamp and he will grant us 3 wishes. Turns out we have 3 guests on the show today, so this is going to be perfect. This Drupal genie can grant you 1 wish about Drupal media, and it will be just magically done. You won't have to deal with it anymore. It's going to be complete. So please tell me what your wish is for the Drupal genie, Yanez.
To magically create the Drupal 8 media MVP for us.
Perfect. Just be done. Right? Yeah. Marcos, what is your wish for the Drupal genie?
Yeah, so it would be great just to convince people to stop being scared about media. It's not as scary as it was before. It's great now.
Says the media core developer.
there's one important thing. You mentioned earlier in the podcast, not really related to the genie, sorry, but I just remembered now. For the record, the media team is way bigger than we three here. So other people are really contributing to this initiative. And the media team is not just us. It's a lot of other people as well.
Thanks, Marcos. You've talked enough that Sean doesn't get a wish anymore. No, I'm just kidding. No, go ahead. Sean, what are you saying about the Drupal, or what would you ask of the Drupal genie?
Yeah, I think the most important thing for me is just to have a kick-ass library. But I think what Marco said, having more people join us would be definitely way more productive and fun.
Hey, I have a wish for the Drupal genie too.
What's that?
Awesome documentation.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going now.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate all of your hard work on this very important Drupal project.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the podcast, and I wish I was going to Vienna, but I won't.
Thank you for having us.
I guess I can cross the Being on Lulabot podcast from my bucket list now.
We'd love to have you on in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for listening. You can always check us out and learn more if you go to lulabot.com. If you want to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at lulabot.
Yep, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever else you can rate podcasts, because that's how people find us.
Yeah, we want to know.
And if there's like a long silence or I burp, we'll trim that out.